On the phone with us today, we welcome Nashville recording artist David Ball, who is performing at the Moose Family Center on April 29th. It'll be here before you know it. Big show coming to benefit the Chuck Harmon Little League. And David, first of all, thanks for talking with us. Glad to have you on the show today.
Oh, my pleasure, Dwayne. Man, good to talk to you. We love coming up there.
Well, and on a personal note, David, I appreciate you working with us and making this show happen, because it really is a great thing. Our Little League program is about 500 kids strong, and as you know, with that many kids and that many teams, it takes a lot of money to keep a league like that going.
Well, that's what I've heard. I've heard it's a great organization, so, you know, we're glad to do it, man. This will be fun.
And at the Moose Lodge, it's a great venue, big venue, and I think we're going to have a sellout crowd for your big show, David.
Oh, man, fantastic, man. Thanks for getting the word out. You know, we play a lot of shows all over the country, but I always enjoy getting up there to Indiana. It's just so so nice and relaxed, you know, and, you know, they love good music. I don't know what it is. What are you doing? It must be the radio station or something. I don't know.
I'd like to think it has little to do with it. Yeah?
Well, yeah. Heck yeah.
Well, again, the show is April 29th. David Ball's on the phone with us. Of course, still performing the trademark hits. I'm sure, David, that you can't go anywhere without Thinking Problem and Private Malone. But have you been in the studio to record any new stuff?
You know, we did a record. I used my band. We did a record. It's called Sparkle City, which I grew up over in South Carolina, and it was kind of, you know, a little bit of that kind of sound. You know, that's a big part of what I do. Although I lived in Texas, you know, for a number of years, and now I live in Nashville in Tennessee, and, you know, I'm very influenced by where I'm at and the sound of the music, and, you know, really love playing all that Texas. Kind of came under the spell of that honky tonk Texas stuff, and that's really what, you know, Thinking Problem and a lot of that was. And I guess South Carolina's a little, it's very similar, but it's a little different. You know, it's a little more melodic, and so we did a record about 2 or 3 years ago called Sparkle City, and it's we'll bring you a copy.
Well, I'd love to have it, absolutely. One of the things David Ball is noted for is his support of the military and our troops, and I know, David, you pride yourself on that. You've even got an organization, a charity organization, to continue to raise money for that cause.
Yeah, we do. It's, you know, through Private Malone, I met a lot of great people, and Mark Woods, who started up this organization called Operation Troop Aid, and they just do a great job, and he was a veteran of the Navy, so he knows what they want and what they need, and he gives it to them. And I can't say enough about him. So we'll be selling some stuff for the Operation Troop Aid. All the proceeds go to that organization. They're like us. They keep it simple, and all the money goes to the troops.
Well, you talked a little bit about your influences, but they pretty much cover the gamut when it comes to your influences on stage. George Jones to even some rock artists, right?
Well, you know, I kind of grew up listening to all kinds of music, and right now, you know, I love all that. I've always loved the 50s stuff. I don't know why, you know, and it just always sounded so fresh and exciting. I was sorry to hear we lost Chuck Berry the other day, you know, but he was a great one from that era. And I grew up, you know, a lot of that. Roger Miller was real big on the radio. When I first started getting into music and stuff, I remember we'd sit up in the tree and be singing all this Roger Miller stuff as loud as we could sing it. And that was, and I realized I wasn't a real good singer, but I was real loud.
Well, you know, when you get on stage to do Thinking Problem, I think we've talked about this before, that's quite a note you have to hit in that song that you did back in 1994.
Well, maybe that note was born up in that old apple tree we'd get up in and sing, trying to be like Roger Miller. I don't know.
Well, again, we're looking forward to having you. Your band, you've got a great band that travels with you, too. And I'll tell you, your manager, Scott, and what he does, he's just a class act. Your whole organization, they've been great to work with.
Well, I appreciate that, Dwayne, man. That goes a long way. And like I say, man, we love coming up to Indiana. You just close by, and it's always a lot of fun, and the people are so great, and they just, you know, it's, they like that toe-tapping music. That's kind of stuff we still play, and so come on out, enjoy it, have a good time, and I hope the band will be good. I never know what they're going to do, man. You can't ever tell.
Well, one thing the Moose Lodge requested as we were setting up or getting ready to do the chairs and the tables, they want a dance floor, so you're going to have some dancers. You can count on that.
Well, now there you go. That's what we pride ourselves in, playing some good dance music.
You got it. Well, David Ball, again, will be at the Moose Family Center Saturday night, April 29th. Show starts at 8:30. Tickets are $20, and be sure to get your tickets. It's going to be a sellout show. Limited number left. You can pick them up at Premier Flooring or at First Federal Savings Bank here in Washington. They're also available online at ChuckHarmonLittleLeague.com. Again, David, thanks so much for taking time to talk with us, and we're very excited about the upcoming show and look forward to having you here in Washington, Indiana.
We can't wait, Dwayne, man. Thank you so much.